So we're doing the relationship series, and it's going to be 4 weeks about relationships. But don't stress, this week is the only one about romance. So if you get nervous, it's just today. So today we are learning about romantic relationships, right? Next week we will learn about relationships with yourself. So who am I and why I must love myself? Why am I important? Because sometimes we don't actually care about ourselves first, and we should care about ourselves before we can relate with friends, family, significant others. Then in the third week, week three, we're going to learn about relationships with parents. And some of us have challenging relationships with our parents. Some of us, it's amazing, and our parents are wonderful. We're going to learn about how to relate to our parents, why it's important to have relationships with our parents. All right, and then in week four, most importantly, we're going to learn about a relationship with God, because it's good and well to have relationships with people, with parents, with friends, but the most important thing is that we have a relationship with God. So we're going to end with that, 4 weeks, and then something exciting is happening after that. So this is a mini series, 4 weeks, and Fridays and Sundays are linked together. So if you come on Friday, you can learn about what you can learn about on Sunday. So if you came last week Friday, we learned about romance. You come this week Friday, we're learning about ourselves. And it's cool, because then you get time to discuss and talk to each other and have questions, answers. So don't miss out on Fridays, because they link to Sundays. So today, as we mentioned, we're going to learn about romantic relationships. Just to start off, just to make it clear, Grace and I are in a relationship, in case you were confused. All right. So to start off, in your groups, at your tables, I want you to discuss this question. Why would you get into a romantic relationship in the first place? So you have a few minutes, 3 minutes, go for it. Have fun. Someone from this group, tell me, what did you guys come up with?
I think we came up with the conclusion that getting into a relationship takes not only like mutual feelings, mutual interests, you know, all those like connections and stuff like that, but it also takes like, if you want to get into a relationship, it has to be with someone that you feel like I wouldn't say you can't live without them, but there's just something about them that completes you. And in order to finish the puzzle, you need to have them in your life.
Nice. Cool. Nice. Puzzles. Someone from this group?
The whole group came up with something like when that opposites can attract.
Yeah, you know.
That opposites can attract, and if you complement each other in the same way or something like that.
Cool. Someone from this group?
We said everybody needs love, so.
Yep.
Nice. Cool. Lastly, front table.
We said to have someone to eat popcorn with.
Okay. I mean, you could eat popcorn with your brother or your sister, but cool. That's fine. Don't stress. So thank you. Those were all good answers. But now, relax, popcorn people. Relax. We're going to look at some guidelines for romantic relationships. So these are things that we suggest that you have to, in order to have a romantic relationship, okay? And when I say romantic relationship, I mean dating, marriage, courtship, engagement, anything romantic, okay? Cool. I'm going to hand over to Grace.
Hello, everybody. As you all heard, my name is Gracie. But I'm just super excited about today, especially in this whole series, because like this is like my passion. This kind of thing is like just talking about relationships. It's just so interesting, and it's so important for so many areas of our lives. So the first point that we came up with as a guideline, wait for it, it's coming. The tech is slow. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Ta-da! Okay, so our first one is relationships are based on mutual respect, not just feels. So obviously in a romantic relationship especially, there is a lot of feeling, and you see the person and you're attracted to them. There's a lot of feeling that you have towards them. But mutual respect is something that is so important in any romantic relationship. So at the end of last year, a few weeks ago, Pastor Saviwe was actually talking about this, and he was saying how in a romantic relationship, you have to go into that relationship not just with love for each other, but with respect for them. So can you just go to the next one? So in Ephesians, this verse is often quoted when we're talking about romantic relationships, but it's usually quoted from verse 22. But Pastor Saviwe and we also wanted to take it one verse back where it says, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. So this verse is often, people get like very upset about this verse because it's all about how wives should submit and the husband is the head of the home. And especially these days, a lot of ladies are feeling that they don't want the man to just take control of everything. And this is actually one of the questions that came up on Friday. And we were discussing it and someone actually contacted me about it. Like, how is that correct that the man is just the leader of everything? Because ladies can also be strong. But if you look at that first verse there, it says, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. So that means that respect doesn't just come from the wife. She's not this lowly servant and she just submits to the husband. But the husband also respects her. So there's instruction for both the lady and the male in a romantic relationship there. The lady is respectful and she submits to the leadership of the husband or the boyfriend or the man. And the man respects her as Christ respects and loves the church as well. So the person that contacted me was very upset about how we had discussed this on Friday. And I said to her, a way that we can explain it is, you know, like in a business, there's always going to be the head of a business, am I right? So everyone in the business is important. You have the lower leaders, then you have a salesman, then you have a CEO, and then finally you have the head boss. And you have to have someone that is at the top telling everyone what to do, because otherwise you don't have structure. And so in a family and a relationship, it's the same. And our structure is actually based on God. So God is made up of three people, right? So God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. But within that, the Holy Spirit and Jesus are in submission to God, and Jesus is in submission to God, and the Holy Spirit to Jesus. So there is an order where God is the head, not because he's more important. Each one of them are as valuable as each other, but they all submit to each other so that there is that leadership and structure. And so that is the leadership and structure pattern that us as families follow. We all have equal value, but then we will follow that structure just so that we have a leader in a relationship or a family. It's coming. It likes to create anticipation. Okay, so just there it says all creation is modeled on the Godhead. So the family structure with the man as the head, it's modeled on the Godhead. Okay, our next point is for a relationship to succeed, you need to go into it whole and fulfilled in Jesus. So this is something that I have been working on for years, because if you go into a relationship and you're not sure of who you aren't going to have confidence, hey? Because if you don't know who you are, you don't know what you like, you don't know what kind of person you are, how can you behave authentically? And so I don't know if any of you have ever experienced that, where you've gone into a relationship or you have this crush on this person, and then all of a sudden when you're around them, it's like you become someone else, and it's just like you feel like all out of sorts, and you're not behaving like you normally do, and you don't know like how you should behave, what you should say, and that comes from a lack of confidence and not knowing who you are. So if you build into your relationship with Jesus, you understand who he is, then you will have confidence in your relationship with other people as well. So in a romantic relationship, authenticity is so important, because if you're not authentic, they're going to be falling in love with someone else that isn't actually you. And so you need to allow them to fall in love with the person that is actually you, the true person inside of you, because then you'll be able to be comfortable. Can you imagine you falling in love with someone and you're just like, oh, they're so amazing. And then it goes on. And after 2 years together, all of a sudden, they come completely opposite. Like, it's not, you're going to be like, what happened? Whoa, I started dating someone else. Who are you now? And that happens because we can't keep up and act. How long are you going to be able to act as someone else? Who you are is inside of you, and you were created to be that. And so as you pursue Jesus, he is the one that can remind you of that. Because don't you think the person that made you would know best who you are? Yeah. So he is the one that we pursue, because he knew us first, and he is the one that can remind us. I love, like, when I had a crush on Asher when I first came here, I often used to, I would come into youth and I'd be like, okay, cool, got this. And then I'd walk in, and then he'd be there, and I'd see him, and I'd have to talk to him, and then I'd be, like, talking nonsense, and I'd just be like, oh my goodness, what am I doing? What am I doing? Like, you kind of, like, you lose your head, you don't know who you are, don't know how you're behaving. So then I'd just go to the bathroom, and I'd be like, Jesus, please can you just help me to be myself? Can you please just help me to act like myself and be who you've made me to be? And then I would come out, and I'd try again, and it would be better. And so now we are able to be in love with our actual people. We're not keeping up an act. It's not like, oh, I can only spend 5 hours with him because otherwise I'm exhausted. It's like, I can spend the whole time with him if I want because I'm exactly me. And so that's okay. So the verse that we had to go along with this with this one was Colossians 2 verse 10. And it says, and in Christ you have been brought to the fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. So in Christ, we are brought to fullness. There's often like things that chip away at us, things that break us down. We're not entirely sure of who we're going to be, but in Christ, we are brought to fullness. When you idolize your partner or look to them to complete you, you're not going to be fulfilled because obviously a person can never complete you. And I've personally experienced that where I look to someone and I'm like, oh, I need them to complete me. And you have to spend all your time with them because otherwise you feel so depressed. And no matter how much time you spend with them, you never feel complete because you're not being fully completed. And so until you actually take your eyes away from that person, away from people, and onto Jesus, then you'll feel complete. Okay, so point number three is relationships should be born out of love and not lust. So this also came up on Friday. This is why it's so important to be there on Friday. It's so interesting because then you get your questions answered. So love and lust are two very different things. Love is a selfless thing and it's a feeling that you want to give to someone, whereas lust is a feeling you want to take something, you want to get something from that person. So real love, the verse that we had to go with this one was 1 Corinthians 13, and this is kind of known as the love chapter in the Bible. So it's very interesting. But it says that love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. So, real love is what this verse says. Real love is patient and kind and not envious or boastful. That is what real love is. The Bible says that God is love. And so someone that actually is love, that himself and his essence is love, would be able to tell us exactly what love looks like. And this is so different to what we think love is. Often when you say, oh, I fell in love, it's like we saw each other, we liked each other, and then your whole relationship is about needing that person to do something for you or needing that person to fulfill something. And often, even subconsciously, our love is about what we can get from that person. But real love is something that you give. And we were discussing this on Friday and how when you go into a relationship to give love to someone and to constantly be giving them love and showing them love and looking for how you can love them better, then you feel so much love. Because if I'm constantly looking, what does Asher need? How can I love Asher? What can I do for him now to show him that I love him? And he's doing exactly the same thing. Then although all the time we are giving, we are always getting something back at the same time because we're both giving to each other. And that is a choice that we made. It's not like I'm saying, Asha, I need you to do this for me. Oh, love me. Take me out to movies. Take me out for dinner. He just does that because he loves me, and I'll do stuff for him. And so then we feel so loved by each other. And so that is the structure that God gives us here, that we are to love someone patiently and kindly. You cannot get into a relationship if it is based on anything other than selfless love. So another question on Friday, they asked, how do you know that you can get into a relationship? How do you know that love is reciprocal? How do you know that it's from both people, from both sides? And how do you know that your love is real when you go into a relationship? And unless your love is selfless and willing to give everything and never demand anything from that person, but you just want to love them just because you love that person and you want to show it to them, not because of anything they'll give back to you. When your love is like that, then you know that you can go into a relationship because it has to be selfless. And so that is how you know. So those are our 3 points, and I shall now be handing back to my beloved.
Awesome. Thank you. Cool. So is everybody still awake? Still good? Cool. So I want to give you guys a quick disclaimer. I'm going to tell you my story. Grace is going to tell you her story and how we met and stuff. But the disclaimer is that we don't have it all right. Like, so we're not perfect by no means. We're actually kind of very far, very, very far from perfect, and our relationship is not perfect. So we don't want to come up front and be like, yes, you should do this, as if we've got everything down. We don't. So we just wanted you guys to know that we're also human, and we also make mistakes, and we're not perfect. Okay, cool? Right, so our stories. I've had broken relationships before. Many. And so when you're in a broken relationship, you're looking to, those three things that Grace mentioned, it's kind of the opposite of that. You want to date somebody for popularity, like, oh, I've got a girl, I can walk in school, and I've got this girl, and everybody's like, wow, look at him, he's got a girl. And that's the wrong reason to date, right? We don't date because we want to be popular. And so if we're respecting the person and we're dating because we're trying to be selfless and love selflessly, then all that fades away. There was one relationship I had. Sorry, in 2015-ish, when I was, how old was I? 15. And that relationship was purely based on an act. So when I went to this person's house or when I went to the movies with them, I was not myself. In everything I did, I was trying to act like this cool guy because she was like this cool chick. She was like, oh, I'm into all these things. And I was like, I'm not. I'm like a nerd. So I was trying to be cool. And you know when you're acting, it gets really, really tiring, right? When you're constantly acting, you're trying to maintain something, you just get tired. And then sometimes you slip up, like you say something like, oh no, that wasn't actually cool. What's she going to think of me? And then you start stressing, and then she sees that you're stressed, and then everything just messes up, right? And in that same relationship, because I didn't know what real love was, I haven't experienced that before, I began to idolize this girl. She was like my world. She was everything. Because I kind of didn't have a very good relationship with Jesus at the time. Like, I didn't turn to Jesus to fulfill me. I turned to this girl, and I was like, oh, you're my world. Every day, every hour, I'd be calling her and talking to her. And it was just too much. It was just, like, way too much. And if we make people our world, if we idolize them, then the relationship is probably not going to work out. So I've had multiple different relationships before where I've tried to, that's probably the biggest problem, is trying to like idolize this person, make them think that they're everything to you, they're my world, you complete me, you're everything, but you should be cool in yourself. You should be fine in yourself. So after a really bad breakup in 2016, I told myself, no, I'm not dating anybody. I'm done. I'm going to be single. And I was like that. I spoke to Jesus. I was like, Jesus, let's just keep the woman away from me. Keep them away. And then I went into varsity. I was like, stay back, ladies. Stay back. But the cool thing was, for that time, I was cool with Jesus. I grew in my relationship with Jesus. I grew in myself. And I realized I don't need women to define me. I'm defined in Jesus, right? So then in the end of 2017, Grace came along into my life. And I was cool with Jesus before I turned to Grace to complete me. Yeah, so.
Cool. So I have a pretty similar story. It follows a similar pattern. So I think I've always been interested in romantic relationships. I mean, like, it is pretty interesting. It's like, oh, does he like me or not? And it's just like, it's very exciting. I've always been excited about one day having a romantic relationship with someone. And I remember as like a 10-year-old, I would go to my dad and be like, so dad, how old do I have to be before I can get a boyfriend? Or when this happens, what happens with this? And et cetera, et cetera. So I've always been like interested in it and asking questions and like wondering about it. But then when I turned 12, I was like, you know what? It's time. I am so big now. So I am now going to start getting involved with guys. And so obviously I was 12, I was immature, I didn't have the maturity levels or responsibility levels to handle that wisely. And so I got involved with guys, but not just like, oh, he likes me, I'm so cool, but like deeply involved with guys. And so I got into like relationships, not really relationships, but relationships with guys that weren't good, and they created such baggage because I wasn't mature enough to handle that. And so I wasn't mature enough to handle them having a crush on me or handle what they would ask for from me. Or I was little, I mean 12 is young to handle that. And so I didn't understand fully what was going on. And even now, looking back, I was like, oh my goodness, I was so naive. I didn't know what was going on, and I didn't know what I was dealing with, because this kind of thing is big. Romantic relationships are big. And so I got involved with guys, and I felt so completed by them, yet at the same time I felt so empty, because I was finally getting the acceptance of guys. They would tell me I'm beautiful. I would have a few guys that had a crush on me at a time, and I felt good. It feels good. I mean, like, these guys are showing an interest in you. They're fulfilling a need inside of you. You feel accepted. You feel like you're wanted. And so I felt those feelings, and yet at the same time I felt so empty and so broken. And so, thank goodness, Jesus called me back, and a year later, I came back, and I was just like, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I am so tired of feeling broken and having these mixed up emotions, and so I don't want this anymore. And I was really grateful that that happened just before I became a teenager, because then for my entire teenagehood, I didn't focus on guys anymore, and there would be guys that would ask me out, or guys that would try to hold my hand, or guys that would try to pursue me, and I always would just, I would tell them no, because I wanted to take that time to put into my relationship with Jesus. And so it's kind of unusual to not have any relationships when you're a teenager. Like, usually there's at least like one or two, but throughout my teenagehood, I never had a relationship with someone except for with Jesus. And so I put time into that relationship. I put time into getting to know who I am. Because if I knew who I was, I knew that I liked going to movies, and I liked this kind of spice on my popcorn, and I like wearing this kind of clothes and everything. Then one day, I would be confident enough to be that person, even if my one day boyfriend was different to me, even if we had disagreements, I would be confident in who I was, and so then I could be myself and not be swayed. Because often when you go into a relationship and you don't know who you are, then you suddenly become like them, because you just want their acceptance, and then you just like feel so out of it. And so I decided to put that time into becoming who Jesus made me to be, and getting to know who I was, becoming confident in myself. But I've also had plenty of relationships where it kind of drains you, and they just want stuff from you, and they're constantly breaking you down. And so those kind of relationships are never what you want. And actually, just before Asha, there was someone that was trying to pursue me, and I just knew that it wasn't right. And so I was just, my entire time before I met Asha, I was just praying about, like, Jesus, please, can you just protect me from the people that aren't for me? And so when I met Asha at the end of 2017, I was so complete in who I was. And also, I had been spending so long praying for Asha. So because I didn't have any boyfriends when I was a teenager, I spent my time praying for my one-day boyfriend. And so the week before, we both got an invitation to a party. And as soon as I got that invitation, I knew that I was going to meet my boyfriend. I knew that I was going to meet him there. And we had never met before, but then when I saw him, it was this man that I'd been praying for so long. And I saw him, and I was like, oh my goodness, it's him. I know that it's him, because I've been praying for him for so long, and I just knew that that was him. And as our relationship developed, as our friendship developed first, it developed out of a place of, wow, this person loves Jesus just like me, and this person is also confident in who they are. And that was so attractive for both of us, because both of us love Jesus and were confident enough to be sure in that, confident enough in ourselves to be ourselves. And so that, I think, was the first thing that attracted us to each other, because it was someone who wasn't broken looking for someone to complete them or make them feel better. It was someone who is complete and whole and ready for a relationship. So, yeah.
Cool, thank you. So just briefly, some of the things we did, probably I would say, right, is that in a relationship there's three people, right? There's the guy, the girl, and Jesus. So in everything you do, every decision you make, you bring in Jesus. So when I met Grace, I was like, oh, this girl is really, really cool. She loves Jesus. She's pretty. She's amazing. But then I prayed, is she for me? Is she the person I should be starting to date? And I prayed before I did everything, when I was going to ask her out to date me, right? It was so scary. And I was nervous, and I was praying, like, Jesus, is she the one? Is she the one? And I just felt like I should. And but the biggest thing is, pray first, hear what Jesus says, then go into it. Don't just rush into it because you're all, oh, wow, she's so pretty, what can I get? Pray first, and then be selfless, respect, and then I think things will hopefully go well for you. Doesn't mean it's going to be perfect. Doesn't mean like it's going to necessarily be the one if you do everything right, because sometimes the other person's not doing things right. So if you are all like, I'm good, I'm following Jesus, and the other person's not, then it doesn't always work out, okay? So just so you're aware of that. Cool. We want you to quickly discuss these few questions in your groups. You have about 3 minutes, so you might want to rush, but don't rush too fast. You can go for it. What role does respect play in our romantic relationships? 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 8. How would you love somebody with this scripture in mind? And then lastly, pray for each other that in all your relationships, God remains at the center. Cool, go for it. Just to wrap up, our conclusion to all this is relationships are not just about feels, but about mutual respect. If you respect the person, respect who they are as a person, then everything will be easier. There won't be the chance for affairs, because if you respect somebody, you're not going to cheat on them. There won't be a chance to be dishonest, because if you respect somebody, you're going to tell them the truth. There won't be a chance to be fake, because if you respect the person, you know that I'm respecting you, so I'm going to be real with you, okay? And then loving each other from a place of wholeness is really, really essential. So if you're whole with yourself, you're cool with Jesus, then it'll be easier to love somebody else. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for being with us here today. Lord God, thank you that we could just come together and learn something about relationships, Lord God. Help us to think about this message, Lord God, and take something from it, Lord God. Take a piece of wisdom, a piece of insight, Lord God, that we can just put into our own lives, our own relationships. Help us to know that when we meeting people, when we're looking for people, Lord God, that we look and try to find someone we respect, Lord God, someone we're able to just to understand and connect with before we just like, oh wow, they're hot, Lord God. I pray that we are able to be whole in ourselves, Lord God, that we'll come to you to have our identity founded in you alone, Lord God, and then we can turn to other people, Lord God. So bless this day. Help us have a wonderful week at school. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Don't forget about daily devotions. You will get them on your phone if you're on the WhatsApp group. If you're not on the WhatsApp group, there will be a sign-up sheet over there just now. And then next week, we're learning about relationships with yourself. You don't want to miss it. See you then. Thank you for coming.